Well, while you're thinking about it, we'll start singing, okay? And anybody can come up. There's plenty of room. We'll make more room if we need to, okay? All right. I am so glad to see you kids here. You've got your hand up already. That's great. What do you want to sing?
Number 42.
42. All right. Let's find 42. You know, at home, back in where we have the assembly, our local assembly, I'd like to go through and help everybody find the spot. If they can't find it, we find it. So that when we're ready to sing, everybody can sing and we don't have to be trying to figure out where we're at. So if you can't find it, you raise your hand up and I'll help you find it. Okay? Then we'll all be ready to sing. All right?
Daddy, I found it.
You did? That's great. All right. Okay. Everybody find it? Anybody need help? You need help? Yeah, that's great. I like when people help each other out too. Okay? Everybody get it? Let's see, 42. That's a good one. We're going to sing a lot of them off the back of here, maybe, okay? And if you want to pick a different one, that's fine too. But out of the middle, that's fine, or the front. Let's sing number 42. A little child of you wanted one door and only one? Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't actually see.
No worries. Let's do that one next, okay?
It's my mom told me we go to the first because it's about a door.
That's great. All right. Let's do, you want 43. Maybe I said the wrong number. All right. Let's do 43, okay? Let's sing number 43. One
door and only one.
Perfect. All right, who else? Okay, Lincoln, what do you want to sing? You can just say the name of it. Wild Little Donkey? All right, I don't think that one's in here. But we'll sing about a wild little donkey. Everybody know that song? I don't think we need our books for it either, do we? All right, okay. There once was
a wild little donkey. He had to be tied to a tree. And Jesus was thinking about him. He said, go and bring him to me. And when they had brought him to Jesus,
Hey, that's a good one. All right, let's see. It's kind of early, right? How about somebody think of one? It doesn't have to be on this sheet that we have some hand motions to. I like to sing some of those ones. And we can sing any. If you have a different one, that's just fine. What do you think? What do you want to sing? Jesus loves me? Oh, that's perfect. All right. Let's sing Jesus loves me. You know what? That one's on here. And you know what? I've heard a lot of little kids singing this morning, and that is wonderful. Okay, so I would like to see if we can sing this. We'll sing maybe the first and the last verse. And when we sing the chorus, maybe all the kids could sing, okay? Just the kids, right? Because you guys are special, right? So if there's other kids that think they might want to come up, we can make a little U-shape here so it's not so scary. If we want to make a little spot here, then it can be just the kids, all right? So if anybody else wants to come up and join, we can move the chairs around, all right? We'll sing Jesus Loves Me, and when we come to the chorus that says, Jesus, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves Titus. You can throw your name in there if you want, because it's important that it's, we heard last night, it's a personal thing, okay, with the Lord Jesus. The Bible tells me, Titus. All right, when we sing the chorus, you kids can all sing, all right? I might throw in a few words, try to help you keep going, right? We'll sing the first and the last verse in the chorus. Jesus loves me, this I know.
Thank you.
That was very, very good. The Savior, Christ Jesus, the one who paid for my sins. Okay? All right. 47, right? All right, 47. We'll sing that one, and then we'll ask the Lord for His help. See the verses, okay? 47. All the way to the very back, so you can just flip it over the back side and find it that way, okay? Make sure I don't start this one. When He comes... Oh, sorry, somebody else started for me, please. I got it. Those first two words of the last verse. Anybody recognize what it said? Or remember what it said? Those last... the last... Verse 3, the first two words say what? Somebody look at it that maybe can read. Little children. You know what? The Lord Jesus, He loves little children. Not only the ones up in the front row. All the little children. The Lord Jesus loves you. Okay? And in fact, He loves you so much, you had the perfect answer earlier. You said those nails went into His hands on the cross, right? He hung up on that cross. Did you know He hung up there for children? Little children? He hung up there for anyone who would believe that the Lord Jesus died for them. Okay? We'll talk about that a little bit. But you know what? This little meeting is especially for the little children. Okay? So we're going to ask the Lord for His help. And then whoever wants to can say their verse. All right? You don't have to. But if you'd like to, you can say your verse. All right? The one for this, for Lord today. Okay? Okay. Now, I know there's lots of people here. But you know what? Does anybody want to say the verse? Okay. First of all, I'm going to see. Kind of interesting. I usually say the verse, when I have Sunday school, stand up here and have Sunday school, I like to say the verse so that it kind of triggers your memory as to what the verse actually is. Okay? Because sometimes I remember sitting in a chair like this and you think, oh boy, I don't remember what it was. It's going to come to me, and you count the number down there to come in. Don't worry, all right? It's no big deal, all right? If you don't have to say it, but I think it's really nice to say it, all right? It's no worries. We'll think of it just like us up here, okay? And all the other kids are welcome to come up here as well. But when we say it, we'll kind of say it like right here. We're just saying it to each other, okay? That's the way I like to think, because if I look at all these people, whoo, all right? So I think of when I like to think of us. All right. So anybody want to tell? We'll have say a verse up here. Remember what it is. Now I'm going to give you a clue. Was anybody listening last night in the gospel meeting? You were. That's great. Anybody else? I hope everybody can go like this. Okay. All right. Good job. All right. So I usually tell the verse, but somebody that might have been listening last night in the gospel meeting, very interesting. Because we're going to talk about the same thing all again, all right? Something very similar. Because, who remembers the verse? Anybody? All right. What is the verse? Can you tell us what the verse is? You know what? Let me grab that little thing over here. That kind of helps. Microphone. Thank you. See if I can... Oops. Forgot. I didn't have to turn it on. Makes noise.
I am the door by me. If any man enter and he shall be saved and go in and out and find pastures. John 10:9?
Absolutely. That was great. Okay, anybody else want to say it? Okay.
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. John 10:9.
Perfect. All right. Who else? Oh, I turned it off, I guess. Eric came. Anybody else want to do it? Yeah, absolutely. Let's go over here. I am
John 10:9. I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. John 10:9.
Very good. Very good. Sorry. A little lacking in the technical skills. Thanks, Tom. All right, who else? You want to see it?
I am the door. By me, with anyone in, enter, he makes. He will come in and go, so go in and out and find pasture. John 10:9.
Ooh, very good. Okay. Evan?
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. John 10:9.
Excellent. Who else? Okay.
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. John 10:9.
All right. Who else? Hop down here. Everybody can have a chance. I am the door.
I am the door.
By me.
By me, if anyone enter in,
he shall be saved.
John chapter 10, verse 9.
Excellent. All right. Who else? All right. You got your hand up. We'll come back over on this side here in just a second.
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. John 10:9.
Woo. All right. Very good. That's good. Who else did I miss that wants to say it? You want to say it? I am the door.
I am the door.
By me.
By me. Send man in the door and shall be saved. I'll come out and end.
10:9. John 10:9.
John 10:9.
All right. Great. Who else? Got your hand up.
I am the door, and by me, any man can come in. He shall be saved. John 10:9.
Very good, very good. Who else? I don't want to miss somebody if they want to say it. You want to say it? Absolutely.
I am the door. By me, if anyone enter in, he shall be saved. John 10:9.
Very good. You're welcome to come up with us if you want to. You don't have to. Anybody's welcome to. Anybody else want to say it? You want to miss somebody? You want to say it?
Hi. Look at Daddy. Look at Daddy. Say hi. Hi.
I am the door.
Bye.
John 10:9.
All right. Very good. That was excellent. All right. Well, I don't want to miss anybody. If somebody wants to say it, you're welcome to. I get everybody up here that wanted to say it? Oh, okay,
I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. John 10:9.
Excellent. All right. There's a hand hiding back here. Let's go back here. Here, I'll slide behind you. How about that? Can you tell me what it is?
John 10:9.
Excellent. Thank you. That was very good. That was very good. You want to say it?
By me, if any man enter, I am the door. By me, if any man shall enter in, shall be saved. John 10:9.
Thank you. Very good. Great. Man, I've got lots of helpers today. We don't, not everybody has to see if they don't want to, but if they want to, they're welcome to. That's great. That's great. All right. Everybody get it? That wanted to say it? All right. Very good. And if you wanted to say it later, that's perfectly fine too, okay? We'll put that back here for a little bit. Now, you know, I thought it was so interesting when Mr. Wally stood up here last night and he started talking about the same thing that our verse is about. It was beautiful. You know, who can remember how the first part of the verse started? It said, I am the door, right? Very good. Now, when you go home from here, or anytime you go to your home, how do you get in your house? You go in the door. Anybody else going the other way? Not usually. I've gone in the other way a few times when my door was locked and I couldn't get in. But normally, you what? You go in the door, right? Everybody else go in the door, usually? You go home and you open the door and you go in. Okay? Now, why? Why do you go in the door?
Because the window is too small.
That is an excellent answer, you know? The window's too small. Some people have big windows. We don't have very big windows at my place. That's a good... That's nice. You know what? I want to read a verse, and I thought it was so neat that Mr. Wally talked about some of the different ways or different verses that talked about I am. I am. Okay? Now, I want to read another verse that is another I am. Okay? I am. And this one is kind of the reason, I want to say it reverently, this is the reason you go in the door. Okay? Because the Lord Jesus said, here he told us, and you don't have to turn to it, but it's in John 14. Okay? John 14 and verse 6 says, Jesus said unto him this, I am the way. Because that's the way in the house, in the home, right? Here, the Lord Jesus said, I am the way. Okay, I don't know if everybody can see this very good, but this is kind of something I made when I was kind of a kid. I figured it kind of went along with it. So if anybody can't see it, it's kind of a little door, but it's got something inside too. It's kind of like a home, all right? And you'll see here in a little bit. We'll open it up. Can everybody see that all right? Okay. Now, the Lord Jesus said, I am the way. The way to what? The way to what? The Lord? The Lord, He is the way, right? Now, you know, it says, Jesus said, I am the way. We're talking about the door here. Jesus is the door, right? Remember? So you know what? I don't want to forget while we're talking about this. I'm going to need a helper real quick. Who can help me? Anybody. All right. Can you come up here and help me? I've got a marker here. This is permanent, okay? This is the way. So be careful. My wife said to me, do you need anything to wipe this off so in case somebody gets it on? I said, no, it's permanent. It won't help, okay? So be careful. I want you to write in big letters so everyone can say, see, I don't care where you write it. Maybe down here, it doesn't matter. I want you to put J-E-S-U-S. Okay? Jesus. Because he's the door. All right? You can write it anywhere. I'll let you decide. You can write it wherever you want. Just make it nice and big so everyone can see it. All right? You're not going to mess it up. You can put it however you want. Thank you. Thank you. That's excellent. All right? You can just throw the marker down there. That's fine. So here, as we talk about this, we're going to talk about something similar to what Mr. Wally talked about. But we can see now that this door, when we talk about this door, we're talking about Jesus. Okay? Now, how many doors do you have to go into your house?
Three.
All right. That's good.
I have a side door, a front door, and a back door.
That's great. Excellent. Two, three. A lot of people don't just have one, right? Or maybe we do. Some people might. But a lot of times there's at least two doors. Two? All right. Perfect. But we're going to talk about this home right here and what this represents. And guess what? This is kind of a different home. Represents a different home than what we're talking about a little bit, okay? But there's only one door on this, okay? If you look at the back, there's no door on the back side, okay? And this is a very little house, okay, little home. But I want to show you inside of here. If you open up this door, okay, you can see it's kind of wired like a home, all right? But there's only one way in, only one way, okay? And we'll get here, but we're going to put a little light in this house, all right? Now, there's only one way in, okay? Now, remember, Jesus is the door, okay? So, we're going to read another verse. Let's go to a verse that shows, what are we talking about here? The way to what? We didn't ever say exactly. Way to, we said something about heaven. That's excellent. That is, yes, absolutely. He's the way to get to heaven, right? He's the way to eternal life. He's the way to eternal joy and happiness and peace. But heaven, that's great. Okay? So, let's read a verse that everyone knows. I love reading this verse. Interesting. We talked about it last night again. I told you this is going to be very similar to what we talked about last night because it's very, very important. Okay, so John chapter 3. And I bet you can guess what verse. What verse do you think it is? What is it? 16, right? John 3:16. Now, I'm not going to read this verse. Okay, because I would like someone else to. Okay, so I do all the talking. Here, you want to read? You want to tell me what John 3:16 is? Absolutely, that's perfect. Okay? I love having helpers. Okay? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Who was it? Who is God's only begotten son? Who is that? Jesus. We wrote it on the front of here, remember? Interesting. He's the door. He's the way. Right? Jesus. What does that name mean to us? Jesus. He is the only way. For God so loved the world. Now, why did God have to do that? God, well, I'll tell you what. Because of sin. Thank you. Because of sin. Because you know what? Without that, without God sending his only son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for us, you're on our way to hell. We're on our way to a lake of fire. But you know what? God in his mercy sent his only son, the Lord Jesus, to die. To die. To make a way. That way we're talking about. The way, the door. So he could be the door to everlasting life. I love those two words. I talk about that a lot. But everlasting life. A way to heaven. Okay? And you know, there's another two words that I just absolutely love. And we're going to read that. We're going to go back, let's see here, back to John 14. Somebody holler at me if we run over, whatever. Ooh, 10 o'clock. We better move here, okay? So John 14, and we're going to read real quick here. I'll just skip down. I'll read about three verses. You don't need to turn to it. It says in verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." That word believe is so important. "In my," these two words, "Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Okay, now, anybody else want to help me? We're going to have to do this fairly quickly. In the role I do for work, I usually go over time anyways too, so I'll try not to this time. But who can be my helper? We're going to write this really quick. All right, you want to come up here and just, I'm going to keep talking while you're writing. I want you to write "Father's house" right in here, okay? Father's house, it doesn't matter if it's spelled right. Do the best you can, all right? Whatever, we know what it means. If you can spell it right, that's perfect. I wouldn't spell it right, probably. I'm not a very good speller, all right? But we're going to talk about the Father's house just really quick, okay? In my Father's house. You know what? I think of, what did we say? What was it talking about when it says, "In my Father's house"? Who's saying that? The Lord Jesus, right? The Lord Jesus is saying, "In my Father's house are many mansions." Where is that? We said it earlier. It's heaven, right? All right? And heaven is a wonderful place. You know what? How many of you like to be out in a dark night in a storm? No, I don't either. Okay? What about a nice sunshiny day? Right? Yeah. Most people like a nice sunshiny day. And did you know that? In heaven, it's going to be light always. It's going to be beautiful always. Did you know that? You know what? This is a very poor example. But you know what? I'm going to need one more helper. Who else wants to help me? Perfect. Okay. Can you come up here? You know what? In heaven, why is it going to be light always? There's a verse in Revelation that says, "The Lamb is the light thereof." What does that mean? The Lord Jesus, right? He's going to lighten it all. Right. Can you I know a lot of little kids that like to flip light switches. Can you flip that light switch? Amazing, huh? You know what? It's not going to be a light bulb, okay? And I don't want to say that irreverently. The Lord Jesus is going to lighten heaven. Forever. Okay? Kind of, yes. Yes, all right? So, it's going to be beautiful there, all right? And there's lots of verses. We're going to have to move ahead here, okay? But let's go to Ephesians real quick and look at a few verses. Chapter 2 and verse 8 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." We talked about one door. There's only one way. Who is it? The Lord Jesus, right? The Lord Jesus is the only way to heaven. Okay? And here it says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." There is nothing we could do. Nothing. Absolutely nothing of ourselves to get to the Father's house. Nothing. Okay? Only through that one door. You know, I thought it was so interesting and I appreciated so much what Mr. Wally said last night. Very solemn. He said, "Judas kissed the door." That is very, very solemn. Judas kissed the door. Here was the Lord Jesus, his Creator, standing there. He was right there. But he did not go in. He did not go through that door. He did not. He is not in heaven now. He's in hell. He's in torment. Oh, please, come. He is the way. The Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You want everlasting life? You've got to go through that door. It's the only way. Okay? Let's read a couple more verses here real quick. All right, there's a little verse. You don't need to turn to it. In Luke chapter 13. Luke 13, and we're going to read, 24 says, another verse we read last night, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut the door, shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, listen to this, I know you not whence ye are." Okay? I'm going to take this bulb out here. All right? We're going to close this up. Okay? Now, there's coming a day. You know, for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, it's exciting. It's wonderful. He's coming very soon. But if there's one boy, one girl, one young person, one person in this room of any age that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Lord Jesus died for you. His precious blood was shed for you. There's more verses. I would have liked to read more about the blood of the Lord Jesus. Oh, it's so important. That blood is what washes our sins away. It's the way through the door. But you know, there's coming a moment very shortly when the Lord Jesus is going to come. And He's going to take, I hope, everyone in this room. Everyone who has come to the Savior. Shoop, we'll be gone. Oh, will there anybody be left? Only if they haven't gone through the door. Through the man Christ Jesus. The one who paid for your sins. If you haven't believed in Him, we talked about that word believe, you'll be left sitting in this room, wherever we are at that moment. So please, come to the Lord Jesus. There's another verse that we often read in, you don't need to turn to it, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and it's verse 2, the end of the verse says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Right now. Does now mean tomorrow? No. What does it mean? Right now. Absolutely. Right now. We don't know how much time there is. You know, something might happen. Maybe something bad will happen. Maybe an accident will happen. Whatever it might be. But we don't know. So behold, now is the accepted time. Not tomorrow. All right? So we have to trust in the Lord Jesus while there is yet time. He is the way. Still, the door. I also love the way that Mr. Wally put it. The door is wide open. Wide open right now. Okay? Wide open. The Lord Jesus stands there with open arms saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That rest is wonderful. That rest, that peace, that joy. If you know the Lord Jesus, if you've come to the Lord Jesus and said, "Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I want to be saved." He will not turn you away if you come right now. Okay? But when that door is shut, what did I do with it? Here we go. I'm going to represent this by a little lock. Okay? I'm going to put a lock in here. Okay? No way in. Doesn't help, does it? No way in. The door to heaven is going to be shut before long. If you stand there, it's so solemn. No way in. Because you know what? Our chance, our time is right now. While there is yet time, come to the Savior. Okay? Oh, it's awful if you don't. Because what lies ahead for those who don't believe in the Lord Jesus is the lake of fire, punishment, eternal death. Eternal death. But on the flip side, if you come now and go through that door, joy, peace, happiness, eternal light, eternally with the man Christ Jesus. What makes home home? When you go home, why do you call it home instead of some other house? Is it because that's where you're your dad and your mom and all your siblings, whoever might be in your family, they're there, right? That's what makes home home. You know what makes heaven home? What makes heaven home? What makes heaven that wonderful place? I should word that a little different. Who makes heaven home? Who makes heaven home? Anybody? Jesus. I heard Jesus over here. Jesus. The way. That's what makes heaven home. Right? And I can't wait to be there. The Lord Jesus is coming. And when He comes, I hope all of you go up to be with Him. Because you've put your faith and trust in Him.